listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 9th at 5 p.m., join the Gender Equality and Rights Society for their Love You Tote Much tote making event in Human Ecology Room 216. At 9 p.m. in Hunt Waterfront, see Victoria Vincent at Chuck's Comedy Club. Tickets available online. On Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., join the Jewelry Making Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye Bracelet Making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for Art and Advocacy Poster Making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentín-themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out there.
Welcome to Airbud. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I think I'm supposed to play something off rotation. Not really sure. But it's Super Bowl Sunday. Nady Nate's watching the Super Bowl right now with Henry. I didn't know that Nady Nate was such a football fan. But he is. He's been excited all day. So I hope it's a good game. I don't know. I think the score is like 6-0 right now. But yeah. This week on Airbud, it's going to be a good week. I think I'm excited, you know. Oh my God. Someone wrapped these headphones crazy. But yeah, I'm getting set up. So, apologies. I came into the studio like a minute ago. So, we got to get started. And somebody's already calling. Wow. Hello? Oh, look who it is. Let me put on headphones real quick. So, hold on. Oh, no. Hello.
Hello.
All right, you guys are on air right now. State your name, state your business. I think I know who's calling. I think I do. But
well, I'm here with it's Nady Nate and Henry.
Yep. I wasn't expecting the call so quick, but
Nice, because the Super Bowl is like, we were watching that, and it was just like,
it's boring.
It was just like really boring.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Joe. It's just that the Super Bowl this time around is so chuddly.
It's not chuddly.
Good. Yep.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got two cities that I don't really care about. I don't care about Boston. I don't care about Seattle. But I got to root for Boston because they're on the East Coast. But otherwise, I don't know. This game is going by pretty boring. I've noticed that the past couple Super Bowls, they've been relying a lot on their field goals, and that's never a fun game when it's just a field goal.
Yeah, but Nene, what about Bad Bunny? Are you excited for Bad Bunny?
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny. I heard Bad Bunny was performing tonight. I couldn't name you a single Bad Bunny song, but
damn.
I heard that.
I thought you were Latinx, Nene.
I'm Latinx.
Oh, you're Latinx?
Yeah, gotcha. I'm Latinx.
Well, Joe, are you excited for Bad Bunny?
Not really. Isn't Green Day supposed to be?
Oh, so. Green Day might be performing too. I don't know.
I heard a lot of people been listening to them lately. I don't listen to Green Day either. They're kind of depressing. And they're kind of...
Joe, you should play some Bad Bunny for the show.
I'm playing the DK Summit music right now in the background while we talk.
That's pretty sad.
This song, this track has grown on me. Did you know, Henry, that, I mean, you play the game too, but Mario Kart Wii is turning 18 in a month.
Yeah, it's like the age of us. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I've been playing that game. I did the math for 13 years now.
Damn.
Which is impressive, considering like there's only 32 tracks in the game, and I've played on all of them like a million times, and it's still not boring. So,
all right, Joe. I don't think people on the radio want to hear you talking about Mario Kart.
What? Hey, Nate, what do they want to hear?
Yeah, Nate.
If you're going to be a
let's
douche.
Play some TDF.
Play a TDF song? I don't know if any of those are clean, but I'll look.
Yeah, there is no clean. You know what, Joe? I think we got to go into FL Studio one day, and we got to just, like, all the underground music that's explicit.
We got to clean it up.
Our own radio edits.
We got to clean it up. I agree with that, yeah. That'd be a fun day. It'd get tedious, but it's fun.
It would be fun if Nate and Nate was there doing it with you.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah. Unfortunately, I said I wanted to watch the Chudley Super Bowl. I'm starting to regret that decision.
What's the score, Nate and Nate? There's probably somebody in their car rushing to get to a Super Bowl party right now. What's the score?
Still
6-0. 6-0 for who? For the Seahawks?
Yeah.
For the Seahawks. All right. Did Green Day do a thing?
I don't know. I was watching and I didn't see any Green Day. I just saw a bunch of football players.
Well, Green Day is... They don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, so I stopped following them. I don't even know what they've been for the past couple of years.
Green Day? Stupid? We're talking about Green Day. Oh!
And I said Green Day at first. Wait, what about Green Day?
Are they performing?
I don't know. I just know Bad Bunny's
performing. You're useless, Nate.
I just know Bad Bunny's performing. But can we talk about how me and Joe would be so much better on commentary than the two commentators that they got on the Super Bowl?
Right? Yeah, they got these two shows.
That's what I'm saying.
Not to toot our own horns, but like, you know, because you have to know about the sport and you have to be able to name play by play, but you know, have a little bit of charisma. Show a little
exactly.
bit of excitement.
Exactly.
You sound like you're bored. And I know it's a boring game.
This is the problem with so many commentators. They know all their plays and they just have no riz. They're like robots.
Yeah, no riz.
Yeah, they are like robots. I think I'm the best commentator in Oneonta.
It's safe to say.
Maybe at Smash Bros. Me and Paul are great commentators.
Oh, shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Paul. All right, Joe.
Even the ads are supposed to be good. And the ads, they suck.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see the iShow Speed ad?
No.
We didn't see the iShow Speed one, but they had one with Tom Brady. Just like they do every year, they need at least one or two with Tom Brady every year. But the one that he was in this year was actually like the best one. They had like a Dunkin' Donuts ad. Don't ask me what it was about, but if you're watching the Super Bowl right now and you saw the the Dunkin' Donuts ad with Tom Brady. I don't know. That one was just a little funny. So that was probably the best ad they played. But that was like
just a little
funny.
That was only
a semi good ad.
It was just semi good.
It didn't end good. It ended with the girl being like, "Oh yeah, this is my new man," and it was Tom Brady with a wig. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm laughing at this because it's like kind of chuggly."
Humiliation ritual.
Well, kind of a chud, right?
Well, not me.
Joey Joe.
Yeah, Joe, let's not take up too much more of your time. You're already like 10 minutes in.
Well, Joe, what are you going to do this show?
We're going to do what we do every night.
We just, yeah?
Try and take over the world.
Oh!
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good motto.
It's gonna be a good show. We're gonna play some stuff, talk about some stuff.
I heard Joe was a mean green money making cheat.
Thanks, I am.
I don't know where you heard that from. That's not true.
What right do you have to say it's not true?
Because I'm a knower. I'm a knower, and I know that that's not factual.
And there's knowers and there's showers. You gotta show what you know. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Does anyone know when daylight savings is? Did that already pass?
I was actually looking at it earlier, Joe. It's Sunday, March 8th this year.
Okay.
But remember, this is the daylight savings where they push the clock forward. So we lose an hour.
We lose an hour, so, yeah.
On Sunday, March 8th, we're going to lose an hour.
It's pretty stupid, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is. But whatever, they do what they got to do for the farmers. I don't question it. But, yeah, it's one day of the year that is like, yeah, I really hope I'm not doing anything because...
But the daylight savings where you get an hour is valid, though.
Yeah, that's the one that's in the fall.
And every daylight savings where you get an hour, I always, like, stay up late. But I never see the clock change.
All right, give it 6 seconds. Let Joe do his thing.
Let Joe do his thing.
I think I need to take the phone. Joe.
Yeah.
I think we've said enough. I think that you need to go back to doing your show. Hand Weep Fumbles. Hey, can we get like one of those little soundtrack things for like a boo?
Yeah.
For Hand Weep.
I got it.
To get a soundtrack thing in general.
Yeah, we do have to get one of those.
Get a
Joe, if you know how to get...
I didn't bring my computer in, but I will. I'm in the process of curating a soundboard right now.
I
would like to have a real soundboard with buttons on it, not just my computer.
If you need me to do any sound bits for you, just let me know.
Here's your boo. I don't know if you can hear this.
Oh, no.
It's very, very quiet for some reason.
Who, us?
No, the boo.
Oh. Boo, hand.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Joe. Let us get off the phone. Go do your thing. Go have an awesome show on this mediocre Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. We love you. We'll see you in like 45 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for calling, Nady Nate. Thanks for calling, Henry.
Yep.
And,
no problem.
I'll see you guys later.
I'll see you around, Slumdog Millionaire.
All right, well, that was pleasant. My idea for this show, as I'm stuttering, This is going to be the most laid back show ever. You know, usually it's pretty laid back. We're going to lay even further back, you know? I realize you don't have to fill all the time. You can just kind of let it linger. Let me switch up the Mario Kart song while I say this. I was looking at this is the story of the day. I was looking at my CDs, right? I have a like decent CD collection. And I was looking at it and I was thinking really hard. I was thinking really hard because I saw this four-panel comic about, you know, well, if you have, it was basically saying if you have physical media, it's anti-internet, which was good. But then the other person in the four-panel comic was like, hey, why do you have all this physical media? Isn't that super material? You know, aren't we trying to not be material anymore? And the other guy goes, oh, it's anti-internet because I have all these DVDs or whatever he had in the comic. And I was looking at the CDs and I was like, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lose-lose because I'm still listening to music on Spotify just for my own sake. But I also have a bunch of CDs. You gotta pick one and stick to it. And I think physical's a little bit better. But you look a lot less crazy when you have a bunch of files on a computer than when you have a bunch of stuff in real life. You know what I'm saying? Internet hoarders, like computer file hoarders, definitely a real thing, you know? I try and stay away from it to have all the space on my computer that I can have. You gotta delete everything you don't use type of thing. But it's a real thing, internet hoarding. And physical hoarding's definitely a lot worse. But we like to, it's a whole thing, you know? You can't really laud people for having nothing and also laud people for having these extensive collections of physical media. Because they're just hoarding at a certain point. That's it. I really only need one CD, though. My tub-thumping CD. I'm going to play that song right now, matter of fact. Or I'll save it for the end. Because I'm enjoying Mario Kart Wii music. I've been playing... I clicked on the title theme. I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart. Nady told me not to talk about Mario Kart, but I don't care. It's my show. I've been playing a ton of Mario Kart Wii Online on a modded version of the game, and everyone's super good. And my roommate saw yesterday I was late to a tournament that I was supposed to play in, and I missed like half of it, and then I got super, like, I just got destroyed. I got really unlucky and I got destroyed, and I was super pissed about it, and that sucked. But I still love the game, of course I do. What's a fun one? I'm gonna play Maple Treeway because Henry likes that track and I hate it. It's my least favorite one in all of the base game tracks. Where is it? So this is for you, Henry. Here's the Maple Treeway soundtrack. Now it's so lovely. That's a pretty nice one. I like studying to this music, because it's fire. I'm like, say what you will, but it's fire. This is another thing I've been thinking about. I had to DJ this, like, this is going to be a talking show, I'm feeling. You know, I'm only 20 minutes in, but I'm really feeling the talking vibe. I had to DJ this event that, like, nobody pulled up to. I was trolling the whole time, and, like, I was just playing garbage music for the fun of it. I was playing, like, Bulimon and stuff. Just stuff that I wanted to listen to, because I also had the silent disco headphones on, so I was just like, all right, well, there's two people here, so I'll just play, like, my favorite music. But previously, before that silent disco thing, I played in a Smash tournament. It was Ultimate, it wasn't Melee, so not my game, but I always go, because, you know, my friends are there, at the Lair and in Hunt Union. So I'm playing, and that game gets me a lot more mad than, like, Melee ever will for some reason. Because it just sucks so much. I forget what I was going to say. Oh, so I lose to this dude in bracket, right? I forget his name, but I remember his face. And I got mad, and I was like, oh my god, this game is so stupid. And I went downstairs to, like, you know, I just left to go to the silent disco thing because they were back to back. And I talked to the dude there, Ryan, very nice guy. He was like, yeah, we still have some time to set up, so, like, you're good if you want to do this, do that. And I go back upstairs, and I realized, like, oh, I ran out in such a rage that I forgot to say bye to everyone. So I go in, and I'm saying goodbye to Paul and to Finn, to Jillian, my Smash boys. And Finn asked me, how'd you do in bracket? And I told him about this match, and I'm saying some choice words about this person's character that they play in the video game. And I look to my left, and he's, like, listening to me, and he's, like, looking at me, like, right there, like, can definitely heard what I just said about his playstyle and his character and the match that we just played. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Like, I just, like, completely dissed that guy and was super rude. And then I go to Silent Disco, and nobody's pulling up, and then that guy pulled up, and then he gave me, like, the craziest look ever. And it was so bad that, like, I knew that I messed up, but it was so hard not to laugh at, like, how dirty of a look this guy gave me at Silent Disco. I don't even know if he meant it. Like, maybe he didn't, like, mean it like that, but it looked like that. And I thought it was hilarious. Because I'm not really sorry. Like, you could say whatever you want. You know? I play an annoying character in that game, so do what you must, really. But I've been playing a lot more Smash Ultimate because our good friend Dez has taken an interest to the game. And he will just play for hours with me and not win a single game, but he seems to love the game, which is good. It's good. I'm going to try and get him to pop out to tournaments and stuff like that, because tournaments are just great, dude. I've been going to a lot of tournaments recently. They've all been phenomenal, even if I don't play very well. Been going to Bing a lot. Those damn Binghamton players. Try and do my best type of thing. And in a couple weeks, I'm going to be going to Boston for a tournament to play, like, college team battles, pretty much. Crew battles for Oneonta, which is pretty sick. with my two roommates. But yeah, that's what's going on. We got video game music playing. I'm talking about video games. And Nadine's listening right now. And Nadine's going, ah, Joe, you're such a chud. You're such a chud just talking about video games all the time. Just always talking about video games. Oi, goy, I'm Nadine. Oi. And if Leo's listening, Leo's like, oi, that was such a funny impression of Nadine. Oi, goy, Joe, you're so funny. Doing your Jewish impression of 99. I'm Leo. And I thought that was hilarious. And now Nadine's listening and Nadine's laughing, going, oh, that was a good Leo impression too. I could get jiggy with that. Nadine, I hope you know you're on my phone lock screen. I have the photo shuffle, and you're one of the photos, so I see you on my phone probably 10 times a day, Nanny Nate. Isn't that wonderful? I'm talking directly to you over the radio, and I hope you're loving it. Speaking of loving it, let me play some, like, McDonald's type of music. That's, like, some sloppish... What could I play? What's the most burger song that I could play? Well, Dave Blunt's isn't clean, but I'd love to play some Dave Blunt's. Yeah, but vote on your phones. What's the most burger song of all time? Hand Weep. That's pretty burger. I could play that. No, I'm gonna play... I don't know, I feel like I always say this, but I haven't been really listening to music. I have one playlist of, like, 20 songs, and it's already gotten boring, because I keep forgetting to add more songs to it. Like, it's what you're supposed to do with a playlist, but it's just, I don't know, it's tiresome. I want to play a good song, matter of fact. This doesn't have to be a complete burger podcast featuring fries and ketchup. I'm going to play Tiger's Jaw, which is a great band that I just recently found. And they're pretty popular. Like, you always find these artists, it's like, oh, wow, they're pretty popular. Like, where have they been? That's just how it goes, though. This song is called, really long title, not going to read it, whatever. Going to play it right now. We'll be right back.
Fight the battle.
I don't like wearing headphones because they hurt my ears a bit. But I found something, all right? Unexpected happening right now show segment. I looked behind me, which I don't usually do. I looked behind me, and there's a CD that's covered in Sharpie that says Property of Wony. It says Property of Wony like a million times on the CD, and on the back of the CD, it says Wony, Oneonta, Alumni Hall. Like, it just has the phone number, it has the zip code, it has everything. They really don't want to lose this CD. It's covered, even the inside pages of the booklet say Property of Wony on them. So this must be very important. It's called A Tribute to the Misfits. Violent World. I don't know if Violent World is the band. I've never heard of this. But I put it in the CD player, and I'm gonna play like two songs, sure. Something like that. Whoa, what did I just do? I'm gonna play like two songs, and I'm gonna commentate them. This is gonna be a live reaction to this apparently super, super duper important CD that the world will end. Wony's world will end if they lose it, because it's just littered in Sharpie that tells you on every page of the booklet tells you that this is Wony's CD and that you can't steal. The disc had writing on it that said, "Do not steal this disc." Like somebody was going to leave the case and take just the disc as like a troll or something. But it has 14 songs on it. I'm just going to randomly jog the multi-jog, and we're going to get a random song, and I'll read out which one it is once I get to it. But I'm rolling it right now, rolling. Track number 5, sure, that sounds good. It has 14 tracks on it. I'm assuming it's some sort of hardcore type of thing. That would make the most sense. I don't even know what year it's from. 1997. Okay, yeah, I'm assuming this is some sort of metal or like hardcore type of thing. So let me turn this on. Oh yeah. Turn it down. I figure out which track this is. This is track number 5. Oh, it's like various artists. This is called Therapy by Where Eagles Dare. Alright. This is pretty groovy. With joy and aspiration. Think they really care. I do not believe this song is clean. Which is interesting because it's covered in Wony text. That's actually the biggest troll of all time. Wow. Alright. Well, that was a fail. Let me try another track. What would be the cleanest one? I'm going to look at all the names. I bet. Okay, that has a cuss in the title. Track 2 is blacked out on the CD, and so is track. Oh my god, wait, a ton of tracks are blacked out. Are those like the explicit ones? The one I just played isn't blacked out, and it's explicit, so. I look so stupid trying to read this CD right now. Let's try Earth Crisis. I bet that song is fire. Oh, yeah. IMO, super bad. Song was pretty awful. But I looked it up because I was like, huh, maybe this is covered in don't steal text because it's like expensive or something. No, it's not. I guess somebody at Wony just really thought this CD was going to get taken. I'm glad it didn't because I got to do that little thing. But I want to do that a bit more, just like we have that whole CD library. And you don't know what's in there. It might be tough. It might be super tough. Play something in the background. I don't really have... I'm kind of petered out. I don't know. You know? I played like a bunch of music because I was just like, hey, what do I have to talk about? I wonder how the Super Bowl is going, though, you know? I because of the, you know, the nature of having the show on Sunday. Hold on, is this playing? Yes, it is. Because the show is on Sunday, there's a lot of good things that happen on Sunday. You know, Super Bowl Sunday, Top 8 Sunday. That's about it. But I occasionally, more than occasionally, miss stuff. And then I feel like I'm stuck in this little box while everyone's watching the Super Bowl. Do I care? No. It's FOMO. That's all it is. But it is 9-0. Wow, that is super, super boring. Oh my god. That's so awesome, dude. Like, oh, it's quarter three. Did the halftime show already happen? I guess it did. Bad Bunny fit in 12 songs in just under 13 minutes. What? Is the halftime show only 15 minutes? That's crazy. I feel like... Ain't it supposed to be like 30 or something? Whatever, whatever. Also, the Winter Olympics is good. Did anybody know that the Winter Olympics was happening? Because I remember asking somebody, I was like, it's 2026. Isn't the Winter Olympics supposed to happen? And I checked, and it's like been happening. I guess it's winter, so like who really cares? But I love the Olympics. It's awesome. I feel like it's one of those objectively pretty awesome things. It's like, oh, bunch of countries. What's the best country? But I do like winter. When it's Winter Olympics, because summer I'll watch anything. Like, especially as a kid. I remember the Rio Olympics happened in Sochi was 2018, so Rio was 2016. I was just watching like rowing and like javelin throwing. There's so many archaic events in the Olympics, but it gets me going. I'm like, yeah, they're throwing javelins. Let's see how far the dude from Poland can throw the javelin, and then let's see if the guy from the Bahamas can throw it farther, type of thing. But in winter, like, the only thing I care about is the, like, ski slope jumping, because it's just so awesome. They go, like, a bajillion miles an hour, and then they literally fly. And it's who can fly the farthest on the skis. It looks so sick. And curling. Curling's tough. Curling doesn't get enough love. It's like darts, but with brooms and, like, ice and stuff. It's a cool sport. But other than that, like, they're lacking. You know what they should have done? Winter Olympics should have a snowball fight event. That would be fire. Like in the Wii Olympics game with Mario in it. The snowball fight game is so fire. It's way better than any of the normal games. They should have that. I don't know. Do they have, like, freestyle snowboarding? This is a crazy Olympics ramble I'm going on, but if they have freestyle snowboarding, I might tune in. Because I know freestyle skating got added to the Olympics, and it's tough. It's tough, and Japan is, like, killing it, and it's so tough. They do. Oh, they do. That's so far. I gotta watch this. Did it happen already? It's in Milan? I didn't know that. What? Oh, it happened already. Well, oh, never mind. Wait, this is from 2022. Milan freestyle snowboarding schedule. This is my big problem with the Olympics. When I was very, very young, and I first got exposed to my love of statistics, was like it was through the Olympics. But I always remember the Olympic website is awful. It's the worst. Any of like the Olympic websites are just terrible. They're so hard to navigate. They don't give you the right information, and then like some random blog post ends up having the right stuff. And the official website is, like, so behind on everything. Whatever, I just can't find it, which sucks. Freestyle skiing is here. I don't know what that would look like. I feel like skiing's not very freestyle. But damn, there's still a lot of Olympics to happen. Ends on the 22nd? Oh, we got everybody listen to Airbud. We have hella time to watch the Olympics, not listen. Watch the Olympics. And I guess I'll be doing that now. I thought it ended. That's why it was sad. I'm just not an updated goy. All right. Well, it's 8:55. And yeah, I think I had a pretty good show. And I think I'm about done. Goodbye.
Drinks go straight to my knees, I'm so... It's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us.